T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I've been to 5 of the top, or 6 of the top 15 pizzerias in America.
Let's ask Robert Klemko what his favorite pizzeria is.
Robert, where are you from, Robert?
I'm from Silver Spring, Maryland.
Okay, so what would he know about good pizza?
What do you mean?
Come on. He's from Maryland.
There's good pizza. You said one of your favorite pizza places is in Arizona.
That's true. It is a really good place. I'm just kidding, Robert.
Best piece of pizza ever, Robert.
Yeah.
There's a place here in Denver called Sexy Pizza.
Sexy pizza?
But my favorite pizza is often, you know, like late night drunk pizza. And this is the best late night pizza.
That's right.
Excellent.
I mean, pot's legal now in Colorado. So, man, who knows what's going on there, right? Right? We don't know if anybody's got good taste anymore because everybody's getting high.
They need pizza.
Oh, so smart to make it legal. So smart. Anyway. Robert, beyond pizza, we got some other things to get to, because Baker Mayfield, who probably has had some pizza or two, he is going to meet with the Browns, and obviously everybody here is pretty excited about it. Well, I shouldn't say everybody. A lot of people are excited about it. What do you think right now? Who do you think is the best quarterback coming out in this draft?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say, just because I'm not a humongous college football fan, and I don't watch film on all these guys. But if you're talking about the most experienced, the most prolific, I don't think there's any argument that it's Baker Mayfield.
And, you know, obviously there's some, you know, there's reports out there. You've had some of these reports, too, that the Browns have some interest in him. Is Baker Mayfield, from what you've heard and seen, a John Dorsey type of guy?
Yeah. Well, I think John has never had any hesitation about picking players that other people won't touch. And I think that there will certainly be franchises that will look at Baker Mayfield and say, you know, that looks like a potential headache to me. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to even touch that. You know, I'm thinking about New York, both those teams, understanding what those media environments are going to be like, and understanding, you know, the kind of personality Baker has, where he's a brutally honest guy. But I think what will attract John to Baker is the same thing that attracted John to Patrick Mahomes, and that's how quickly Patrick Mahomes was able to learn an NFL offense. And they sat Patrick Mahomes down for 6 hours in Kansas City during a pre-draft meeting, and they basically taught him their offense, and then at the end they gave him a test, and he passed with flying colors, better than any of the other quarterbacks. And what everybody at Oklahoma says about Baker is that the day he showed up, it was like he had been the starter for 2 years, because he has, you know, what some people who have coached him call a photographic memory, and he puts in the work on top of that. So I think Baker, when they do visit with him, is really going to impress this staff, and specifically this new general manager, with how quickly he learns.
Robert Klemko, the MMQB, is with us. Robert wrote about an article yesterday about, after discussions with evaluators and executives, Robert Klemko ranks the 10 most likely landing spots for Baker Mayfield, and the Browns right on top of that list. Robert, you know, my concern, I guess, with Baker Mayfield is I'm worried about him being a little too much of a hothead. And I'm a hothead, so I can understand a fellow hothead. You know, I'm worried that, like just yesterday, when some kid that's going to Texas tweets about beating Oklahoma, and he responds to that kid, and all these little things he did, individually are no big deal. And I'm not usually uptight about these things, but I'm worried, does he let his emotions get the best of him sometimes? Because I don't think that's great for a quarterback.
Right. And I think there are a lot of people in the NFL that will agree with you. I mean, there's really no need for him to, you know, stir something up with some 18-year-old on Twitter when he's preparing to go to the NFL. But I think that what the evaluators will find when they talk to people at Oklahoma is that Baker was never a problem in terms of his interactions with coaches, his interactions with players. I mean, down there, they talk about him like he's the Pied Piper. And that's a direct quote from an evaluator I talked to. He has a cult of personality in Oklahoma. And people don't talk about with him with any caveats like people in the media talk about Baker Mayfield. They talk about him like he's a god. And I think part of that is because he does get along with everybody. He does try to include everybody. And he's not an antagonistic person to the people that he works with. He feeds off, beefs with the outside, beefs with his opponents. And whether that's, you know, some kid who committed to Texas or Aaron Rodgers a year from now, you know, he's going to stir that sort of thing up. And I think that there are fans who will fall in love with that as long as, and this is the key, he's winning.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, Robert, is there any more off-the-field stuff that has, you know, come up throughout this process? That arrest was a huge deal, and people just keep bringing that up and say, well, that's Johnny Manziel right there on that video. And you know, I just don't know that comparison's fair because of that one incident.
Yeah, and I think, Johnny Manziel had a reputation both in high school, in College Station, and obviously in the pros for being a party guy. And Baker doesn't really have that reputation. But he and his family both knew that those comparisons were going to come as soon as that arrest happened. And, you know, that's what he calls, you know, his biggest regret. So what he's going to have to demonstrate to people like Dorsey and these GMs around the league is that that was a one-time thing. He's going to have to own it and, just have them understand that was an anomaly.
Robert, you can't really have a worse reputation than the Browns have had in recent years. The franchise has been pathetic. All they've done is lose. They're 1-31 the last 2 years. They kept a coach that went 1-31. Why, we can't figure it out. But now they've hired a GM and some executives that people are optimistic about. Has the opinion of the Browns around the league changed at all, or is none of it matter, the hirings, until this team actually wins?
Well, I think if you look at what Sashi Brown was able to do there, and obviously, you know, he couldn't survive the 1-31 record, and it was a surprise that even Hugh survived the 1-31 record. But he did something that's sort of unprecedented in that they basically tanked NFL games, which is a crazy concept. And in order to build this enormous amount of cap space and this draft capital that they have, and now John Dorsey and Hugh Jackson have the opportunity of a lifetime. So I think that, of course, there's always going to be people saying the Browns are going to Browns this up. But John Dorsey is an extremely respected evaluator, who was really highly sought after, you know, after his firing in Kansas City. And I think that, you know, the reputation, the forecast for the Browns has shifted a little bit. Now, if he makes the wrong choice at quarterback, and it's not a person who can handle the job, who can handle the adversity that they're inevitably going to face early on with such a young roster, then, you know, they're back to being the Browns. So this choice that they have to make here in the first round this year, or, you know, whether that's in free agency before that, is an absolutely enormous one.
You think they could possibly take Baker Mayfield number one overall?
You know, I think there's a chance. I also think that they're going to represent love for three or four of these quarterbacks that are, you know, considered first rounders over the course of the next 2 months in an effort to represent to, you know, the Jets or any one of these other quarterback hungry teams that they are willing to take that guy. They're not going to zero in on one guy publicly because I think they do want to reserve the option to trade back into later into the round. I think that what Hugh knows about quarterbacks is that he needs a smart one, and he needs an experienced one. And I wrote about this a little bit, but the guys that he's had success with in the NFL, Joe Flacco, A.J. McCarron, and then predominantly Andy Dalton, have been guys that were longtime starters in college who have had a great understanding, a great football IQ. And I think that Baker Mayfield will represent that to the Browns.
We're talking with Robert Klemko, the MMQB. From all accounts, Josh Rosen has a very high IQ and football IQ, but there are some downsides with him. There's been a lot of criticism, and I don't know if it's all coming from the same place and everybody's just, you know, putting out the same information, but he's been called uncoachable. I guess some people don't like that he speaks about politics, whatever it may be. What do you think of Josh Rosen? Because obviously he's talented.
Yeah, you know, I think that Josh Rosen and Baker are both going to be the subject of a lot of anonymous quotes from scouts over the next couple months. And I don't know him. I've never met him or interviewed him. But one of the things that I'm doing in this series I'm writing on Baker is not using any anonymous quotes from evaluators, coaches, or scouts, especially ones that, you know, paint the prospect in a poor light. Just because, you know, I think a lot of reporters over the course of draft season end up getting played, and you really can't hold anybody accountable for what they say when they're not going to put their name on it. So, you know, I hope I do get the opportunity to meet Josh Rosen, to talk to some of his coaches. But until then, you know, I'm not going to rely on the word of some anonymous, you know, quote that was reported by another outlet.
You know, that one interaction with Baker and that Bear scout down at the Senior Bowl, was that a big deal to anybody else?
You know, I talked to I don't know if you guys talked about this at all, but for a little context, you know, the Bears approached Baker while I was with him and said, "Hey, you know, I got to interview you. I got to get all your information and everything. I just need 15 minutes." And Baker said, "Yeah, you know, we'll see. I'm really busy." And then finally said, "Why do you want to talk to me? You guys just drafted Mitchell Trubisky." And that's a pretty rare response, you know, from a kid at the Senior Bowl, especially quarterbacks that are supposed to be, you know, so cordial and behave like CEOs and so deferential. But when I talked to scouts right after that and just asked them their opinion of that exchange, they thought it was hilarious. I don't know about you, Dustin, because you were down there as well, but I think most NFL types were a little bit refreshed by that, if anything.
Yeah, well, and you think about it, too. Like, I saw it. You were there, too. He's being pulled every direction by everybody. And, you know, it's not like this was the general manager of the Bears or the head coach. There's a million different scouts that try to just get this information. So I didn't find it to be a huge deal, and I kind of thought it was funny.
Yeah, I mean, every one of these guys. So if you're like the Southeast, or I guess, I don't know, what region would you call Texas? Is that Southwest?
I think it's Southwest.
It's funny that you asked that, yeah. Robert, because we had a funny conversation about that recently. But Southwest would be, yeah.
If you're the Southwest area scout for a team, you know, it's your assignment to talk to all the Southwest area guys at the Senior Bowl and at the Combine and get basic information whether or not, you know, your team has any chance of drafting that person or not. And, you know, for years, all the players are just like, yeah, okay, I guess I got time. And Baker is just not that kind of person. You know?
Yeah. Robert, we appreciate it, man. Well done. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.